We can wake up. Gunners and Ali, the perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali for breakfast.
On the wave.
Gunners, I'm going to need you to queue up some Friends theme song music for me, please.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited because I was scrolling through all my little bits and pieces this morning on the internet and I came across that Lego are releasing a Friends TV set. So basically, it's a whole pack where you can make Central Perk. You get all the characters, including, you know, our favourites, Monica and Chandler and Ross and Joey and Phoebe and what's the other one?
Gunther.
Yeah, there's even Gunther in there. They're in the coffee shop. So it's super cute. It's like Central Perk and even the orange couch and it's awesome. So it's coming soon, apparently, and you can check it all out. I have posted the link on our Facebook page. Obviously, just search The Wave. Click like while you're there because you can also win some cool things on our Facebook page and see the amazing Lego set.
91.7 The Wave. Good morning. It's Gunners and Ali for breakfast and the Bee Gees' Tragedy. Can you sing that high?
For like, me?
Yeah.
Tragedy. Yeah?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, can you?
No, not a hope in hell. Your favourite actress is on the way shortly.
Who?
One of your favourite actors is also in a band.
Oh, let me have a sneaky look. Oh, yes, you've just made my Friday feels even better.
Okay, so it's Marky Mark and his Funky Bunch. But
he's pretty funky.
Okay.
A big shout out to the kids from St. Joseph's in Waroona. Just want to say, this school organised a charity Wear Your Flanno Day on Wednesday and they directed all of the donations, so the non-perishables, to be donated to us here at The Wave for Homelessness Awareness Day. How amazing is that?
Good one, guys.
So thanks again to all the amazing kids and people who donated for the people in our region who are doing it a bit rough. So that's just fantastic. Lovely to see that.
Good job.
And also, don't forget that today is Red Nose Day, so you can hit up Big W and participating partners to buy merch to support the ongoing research into SIDS, miscarriages and stillbirths in infants. So get your red nose.
Okay, it's Friday, which is a good thing. The second good thing, it's my turn to do the hard word. I've picked a really hard one for you today.
Ooh.
Well, I think it's hard. You'll probably get it. The word is apogee.
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 Okay.
Is it A, the highest point in the development of something, a native Indian charm, or C, one of the earliest computer languages? Apogee. A-P-O-G-E-E.
You've worked really hard to try and make all of those three things sound very relatable.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with A.
You don't want to think about it?
No, I'm going with A.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You said it was hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm going with A.
Any reason why?
Just seems the most likely.
Bloody hell.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
You just need to stop trying to trick me and bamboozle me because
it's obviously not working,
is
it?
I'm a master of deciphering language, well, sometimes.
You're so not.
Well, I get it right most of the time, even when you try and deceive me.
Very true. You guess it right a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. That just sounds like exactly what it is. It's not a friggin' native charm. That just sounds silly, and I definitely know it's not an original computer language.
By deduction, you got it.
Yep.
Well done. So it's the highest point in the development of something, a climax or culmination, apogee.
Like I said.
Good guess.
Wasn't a guess. It was the powers of deduction and knowing other things.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We'll have another one on Monday right here at The Wave.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.